Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170. The answer. Got my good buddy Eddie Bryan's in the house with Bryan's, what is it, Bryan's Machine?
Bryan's Racing Enterprises.
There you go. And anybody, we were just talking off air back in the day. Eddie and those guys, they build cars from the ground up. Nowadays, kids are going out and they're buying cars. They don't have a clue what they've got. And even if, and then they want Eddie to, and his brother to set them up and make him go fast and win trophies. And Eddie says, well, what do you got under the hood? And he says, what's your chassis? You know, what's, I don't know.
No clue. No clue sometimes.
But is your industry still alive and well?
It's not as good here in California. Right. I mean, most of the time the cars, they'll get 10 cars, 12 cars in a division where they used to have 30.
Yeah, I know.
And now it's like gone down. What keeps us going is we do stuff all over the country.
Yeah.
So that's what really keeps us going. Plus, we do dirt track, asphalt, road course.
Right.
We even have one of those little mini cars in there now, the little mini dwarf.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got one of those in there. That's a whole new ballgame there.
Yeah. You're going to have to learn a lot.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of it has to do with your son, Travis. I mean, he was back east.
He worked for Richard Childress Racing as an engineer for 10 years.
Yeah, so
he's got five
got,
championships. And
right.
He had some kind of wannabe drivers like Kevin Harvick and Jeff Burton and guys like that, you know.
You're so bad.
So he had some good race car drivers under him.
Yeah. But I tell you what, but it has changed. And you're basically a fabricator too. I mean, you guys will build stuff for other
companies. Much build everything. You know, we've built cages, we've built complete chassis.
But I mean, you have companies that aren't even in the racing world that say, hey, can you build this bracket?
Oh, we've done that before, yeah. Oh, yeah. We do a lot of specialty stuff sometimes for just people around here that are going on big buildings and
stuff
like that.
Aren't you due to move?
I wish we could afford to. It's so expensive to, per square foot.
But I was going to say, aren't you about ready?
Yeah, we got 6,000 square feet, and it's every inch is packed.
Your kid, that's 6,000?
6,000. It doesn't look like it.
Looks like 250.
It does. It does.
But, So there are some bright lights. What's his face? It came out to your shop. I can't think of it. He races out of Barona Speedway, and he was doing he needed the nose on his dad has a checkbook.
Oh,
young kid.
Yeah, I got so many different guys out there.
But he was out there and he was measuring the nose
because
he was going to build it himself.
I remember that day,
good kid.
Yeah.
Just really good kid. And guys like Charlie Cardi and what have you. But, you know, his dad, you know, he's, is there any way you could help me? Is there any way you guys?
Yeah, we try to help out everybody as much as we can.
But you got to be in the right place at the right time when you get that break.
Yeah, you could still have talent and never make it.
Never make it.
It's like, and sometimes you do get the break, but you still get 86 to side because you don't have the sponsor. And somebody that doesn't drive as good as you has a sponsor.
That's right.
I used to say, you know, back when I was spotting, you know, 30 years ago, some of the best drivers in the country were in the spotter stand.
Right.
You know, good drivers.
Yeah. Well, I always use the old adage, you know, I use Ward Burton and Jeff Burton.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, you know, and I thought personally Ward Burton was a better driver than Jeff Burton.
Yeah.
But the problem with Ward Burton is the advertisers would say, okay, what's your name, son? My name is Ward Burton. I'll draw a NASCAR.
Couldn't understand him.
What the hell did he do?
And that hurts a lot.
That
hurts a lot when you can't speak.
I tell these kids.
You got too thick of an accent.
All the time.
Yeah.
You got to look us dead in the eye. Mm-hmm. You got to know what you're talking about. You got to be fluent. And I mentioned Charlie Cardi, and he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
He is like 15 in the body of a 30-year-old.
Oh, really?
And he knows his stuff. Everything he drives, he wins.
What kind of stuff's he driving right now?
Anything with wheels on.
Really?
Yeah, he's in. He was in one of the, there's a guy that was doing a program. He was 14, and it was a sportsman's car.
Okay.
I mean, they had to make the seat come up and the pedals and everything.
Make him fit. Yeah.
And he won. He won
really?
The series. Yeah.
Wow.
So almost everything he touches, he wins in it, and he's just so professional.
Uh-huh.
You know, he doesn't get goofy or like that. He just talks to you like he's an adult.
Yeah, but, so he's real marketable.
But he can't get a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to get him up, hooked up with Bill McAnally.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to reach out to Bill, I mean, I've sent him Facebook and, you know, I've even tried to get Bill to give me a call. We'll put some of his drivers on if they need, uh-huh. you know, to get interviewed and get that under the, but yeah.
Nothing.
So I reached out to Napa.
Is he spending more time back in North Carolina now than he is up in Roseville?
I think so. So I told him, I says, talk to my regional director at Napa. I said, well, just give me his contact info. So I haven't heard anything yet. So
I've probably got a phone number for him somewhere.
You think?
I don't know if it's current or not, though, but I've got one.
You're never going to find it.
It's in my card catalog. I don't have things on a computer. It's in my card catalog.
It's funny you should say that. I was looking for somebody, and I've got four of those great big binders that are about 3 inches thick,
uh-huh.
full of business cards.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that.
And the only way I do, yeah. I have to sit there and open the book, and I just go page from page.
Yeah.
No cataloging, no direction, no nothing.
I never put them in alphabetical order.
No,
or
I know.
But I did put them like an engine, like a page might have just engines. One is hotels for when we're traveling, you know, we're going to the next race.
Oh, wow, you are.
You know, okay, this is where we want to stay because we stayed here before.
Are you sure Sandy didn't do that?
No, she's not that organized. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what was I just thinking? And folks, if you want to know who we're talking about, Sandy Rose Bowler, she was a wannabe. And she was an instructor with a few of the driving. Is she still doing it?
No, the company finally shut down all the way.
And that was tough too. You know, there's a lot of those.
I don't think there's a whole lot of those racing
experiences
anymore.
There's one that's out there now. It's not Rusty Wallace, but it's a NASCAR driving experience.
Yeah, Rusty Wallace is who we work for.
Right.
They were everywhere.
I sent Brittany to him in Vegas.
Uh huh.
And I guess they keep you at 150.
Something like that, yeah.
And if you get to 150, they'll undo the chip and let you go faster.
She got
to 149.8. And her dad went with her and only got 142.
Mm.
So he's not talking to her. So then she went to Phoenix.
Phoenix, that's a good racetrack.
And I told her, I said,
good racetrack.
It's not going to be the same.
Difficult. Very difficult.
Yeah, and she came back. She said, I don't like Phoenix.
It's too much work.
Yeah. Well, she drives a dwarf car.
Oh, okay.
You know, and she races out at Barona. She's like 50-something years old.
Uh-huh.
School teacher.
Oh, okay.
Loves it. Just absolutely loves it. And I told her, I said, you're not going to like Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix is a lot of work.
Because Phoenix will bite you.
Oh, it's bit me several times.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't even like to talk about it.
I got the scars of Shill. It's like elbows and knees and shoulders and everything else.
I know, isn't it crazy?
So.
I don't know if you're an Earnhardt fan as big as I am, but
that was always my favorite. Yeah.
Well,
Travis worked there with them.
Yeah.
So.
And I know you don't watch TV, but
no, I don't. Really.
This Thursday on Fox Sports 1, I'll look up.
Oh,
my paperwork.
I heard something about a documentary or 25 something.
25 years since we've lost Dale Earnhardt.
Wow.
So I'll get out.
I can't believe it's been that long.
I'll get my box of Kleenex out, and it'll tear me a new one, but I'll watch it. I have my shrine at the house, you know, with all my, I mean, I've got everything Earnhardt.
The only picture of a race car I have in the whole house is Dale Earnhardt coming down pit road at Charlotte with his arm out the window because he just won the race.
No kidding. And you were there?
Yeah, Kathy took the picture.
No.
I wasn't there, but Kathy took the picture. She was there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
See, I've never met him. I never had the opportunity to meet him. But when he died that year, they took the Harvick transporter and took it to SEMA.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to just be at SEMA that year. And I knew the Harvick transporter was Earnhardt's. I would assume he was.
They probably redid it.
So I was walked up to it, you know, because I'd never really been in a NASCAR hauler. And I asked the guy, you know, he says, mind if I go in? He goes, yeah, go ahead. I'll swear to my dying day, I got cold chills, hair stood up on the back of my neck, and I looked at the guy looked at me, he says, are you all right? I says, man, I don't know why, I've just got some weird, he says, were you an Earnhardt fan? I said, oh yeah, big time. He says, this was his hauler at Daytona.
Yeah.
He says, if you want, go up into the lounge, we don't normally let people go up, but feel free.
Really?
I cried my eyes out, man. It tore me a new one. So I don't know.
A sad day.
It was still a sad day.
Sad day.
It's
like,
but the positive side to it.
One of the best ever.
The positive side to it, we haven't lost a life in a NASCAR track since.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
When you stop and think about it,
yep.
Maybe some short track or something, but never at a NASCAR track.
Not any of the
and
big three.
And he was terrible when it came to safety.
Oh.
Refused to wear the Hans.
He used to cut his helmets back even on the sides.
He had to feel the wind.
Got to feel the wind. Well, you know what it was? Is he's the first guy to figure out side drafting.
Right.
And nobody else
knew. And he wouldn't tell
anybody.
And he
didn't say nothing.
Yeah, he was amazing. Yeah. All right.
These guys nowadays, they tell everybody.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Once they found out. Hey, look what I just found
look
out.
Look what I just said. Woo. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio FM. 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to ElCajonMotors.com for new or used. Paul Dyke is just phenomenal, and if you ever go to Barona Speedway, that guy can win some championships. His son is just as good as his dad, if not better. Depends on probably who you talk to, his dad or his son. He's going to be going out this season. I think he's – I can't remember what division he's in. I think he's trying to get a
truck. Going stock car.
Is he going stock?
Stock car this year. Both him and PJ are in stock cars.
So I think he's just trying to get a trophy in every division.
Yeah, I think
you know,
so.
If he can play his cards right. But, yeah, no, so that's going to be – and it's going to be a great season. So, folks, make sure you keep your calendar. It's in March 14th, I think. You can just go to the website or go to the Facebook, Barona Speedway, see what's going on. There's going to be a lot of new stuff, a lot of excitement. It's going to be just, you know, still the best price in town for 3-4 hours of fun, excitement. That's Barona Speedway. But if you're looking for a new Ford, used or new, take a run out there and check out their service department. They'll work on every car in your driveway because of their quick lane service, which I think is awesome because, you know, if you've got more than one manufacturer, why have to bounce around when you can get it all taken care of at El Cajon Ford? Talking to Eddie Bryans. Eddie Bryans and I go way back. We've done everything from military training to, you know, just doing motorsports. I love having him on the air. He's not a big football fan. So I'm sure you're aware of Sheldon Creed.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about Sheldon Creed.
Sheldon, he does pretty good, you know. But his grandpa's,
I know,
made the right moves for him and stuff like that.
But he's in.
He just can't quite get that win.
Holds
how many second places is he?
He holds the championship for second places.
Yeah.
So started with Chevy.
Yeah.
Went to Toyota. Now he's with Ford.
Yeah, he's hit them all.
So and you know as well as I do, going 1, 2, 3 is very difficult.
Yes.
Because they're not the same, the three cars.
Especially down in the, what they call it, the O'Reilly series now.
Right, the O'Reilly
I still
series.
Call them Busch cars.
I know, I do.
I
too.
Call them Busch cars.
Me too.
But they still got the steel, you know, they had steel bodies, but they still got more different bodies than what the
But they got
cup cars
still
are.
Got five lug.
Yep, still got five lug.
So they still have a lot of the same.
Yeah, they're all gonna, and they all got different engines, so they're all going to be different torque curves and stuff like that. You got to get used to all that kind of stuff coming off the corner.
And so I'm just hoping second year in Ford that, you know, that there'll be a change. There'll be some difference.
Yeah. I mean, it's be surprised how much one season can make a difference, especially once you get one whole season under your belt and you're just stepping and fetching because you're trying to keep up and they're racing every week. And then you finally get a little bit of time off.
Right.
To think about what you did, and you get time in the simulator.
Mm-hmm.
The simulators are what really help these guys nowadays. Why
they
just go out and do things.
Where you never had that.
Oh, we never had that. We were like, oh, well, wreck that thing again.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't afford it.
I know.
I can't afford
Pilot
it.
In the wall again. But,
well,
you know, they get the chance to wreck it and hit reset.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, it depends on who you talk to. You know, sometimes they say, well, he's not aggressive enough. And then say, you know, people say he is. I mean, I've never seen him too aggressive.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's too aggressive at all.
He reminds me of a Mark Martin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He really does.
More of a thinker than he is.
Yeah.
He's not so much of a bonsai pilot like some of these guys. And there's a lot of bonsai pilots out there now that tear a lot of stuff up.
And they've all got reputations behind it.
Oh, yes.
But as we were talking in the first segment, the only one that could get away with it was Earnhardt.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. He'll put you in
the
wall.
You didn't want a piece of him, though.
No. But
you did not want a piece of him.
No, and he would, I mean, he would come back. You'd be madder than a wet hen, and he'd just look at you and say, what's the matter? You just put me in the wall. It was no big deal. Come on, just racing.
Yeah.
But you did what you did.
If you were faster, I couldn't catch you.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, now you are going to get smacked when you say something like that. See, you've been around racing too long. But I've never wanted anybody to do well as much as I have Sheldon. I've had the opportunity to meet him. Mm-hmm. I've interviewed him. I went back to Daytona with him.
Yeah, he's pretty low-key.
Yeah, he's so low-key.
He's so low-key,
And I've had him in on radio, and it's like, dude, you know. But we'll see.
He'll get it eventually.
Yeah, I agree.
I think once he gets the first one, a few more might come.
Yeah, well, look.
Just gotta break the seal.
How long did it take for Earnhardt to win? I think it was...
He was rookie of the year the first year he ever raced.
Yeah.
And he was a champion the next year.
Yeah, that's true, too.
He was in there. But Jimmy Johnson took a while.
Yeah. Michael Waltrip.
Michael, yes, they both took a while.
Waltrip did, like, what?
Forever.
400 races.
Yeah, before he finally got a win.
And if it hadn't been for Dale Earnhardt, he would have never won.
He never got it, yeah.
And
there, got a good ride.
It's a combination. It's car, crew chief, and crew.
Yes.
And driver.
Yes.
And if you can't make those five pieces work.
You have to know that. Crew chief has to know when you say something and I say something and you're a driver and I'm a driver, that what you say is, you know, half a second, or I'm saying it's a half a second, it's not really the same.
Mm-mm.
You mean something different than I mean.
Exactly.
They have to kind of like interpret what you're saying.
Well, I'm sure you've seen Days of Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've said it to every driver, kid, father, whatever comes in here. I'll never forget when Tom Cruise was sitting at the bar with, supposed to be Harry Hyde, and Harry Hyde said, you know, you got to start talking to me. You got to tell me if you need more wedge. You got to tell me if you need, you know, different tire pressure. And Tom Cruise looked at him. He says, I have no idea what you just said.
You're just talking about one of the best guys for feedback that I ever worked with is Augie Vidovich.
Really?
He could tell you all the way around the corner what the car was doing.
No. Yeah, I've interviewed him. He's a great kid.
At speed. You know, I mean, while he's hauling butt, you know.
No kidding.
And then Travis go 10-4, and he'd come in, and we'd make changes and go back out and pick up speed every time.
No kidding.
Yeah, he was one of the best for that kind of stuff.
So we had a father-son. Now, the son was the crew chief, and the father was the driver.
Oh, really?
And sat right here, there, and there. And said, I don't want him to say anything to me. I just want him to make my car go fast. And his son said, but Dad, you have to talk to me.
Yes.
I don't know what the car needs. Figure it out.
Oh, yeah. And some guys are, they want you to talk a lot. And other drivers
don't want you to talk at all.
I mean, I was with Randy LaJoy one time, and he didn't say two words.
Really?
Yeah. He said, okay.
No.
Like, did you hear me?
Hello. Well, and the other thing that's interesting, too, that not a lot of people don't know or couldn't really do it, is as a crew chief, you can watch a car.
Oh, yeah.
And see what it needs.
Travis is really good at that.
Is he?
The driver will say it's pushing. He'll say, no, it's not. How do you know? You're not driving it. I can guarantee I'm watching the car. The travel, what the wheels are doing, which way you're steering it.
That's so important.
The way you're entering the corner, you know.
Yeah. So. And again, you know, that's.
Yeah.
Did Travis ever want to drive?
He did when he was a kid a little bit, but once he got the call, you know, to go to work for RCR, that was it. That was the end of
it. Oh, yeah, he's going to be in the next segment.
Yeah.
I'm just reading his name. Got Charles Davis Jr. calling in.
Oh, okay.
You know him?
No.
Runs up a Paris Auto Speedway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And according to, he's a second generation, he's a sprint car guy from Arizona.
I have heard him.
He's one of the winningest drivers in history of Arizona Sprint Car.
Really?
And on top of everything else, this guy is absolutely personable. He says, you're going to love him.
And that's a non-wing car?
We'll find out.
Oh, okay.
So you're more than welcome to jump in, you know, if you want to ask him some questions.
Okay.
Because have you had much experience with sprint cars?
First car I raced was a sprint car.
No kidding.
Non-wing sprint car at Ascot.
At what motor?
It had
410 or a 360?
It didn't have a 410 because nobody had 410s yet.
Oh, okay.
But it was a small block. I think it was a 388.
Okay.
fuel injected alcohol burner.
Did you ever figure out that the pedals go down?
Oh, yeah, that was the weirdest thing. You sit straight up in the seat and the pedals are down.
Yeah, and the and you drove it like a bus.
Yeah, that thing kind of drove itself a little bit. Yeah. I wasn't that fast with it. I got fired from my ride because I got faster than the car owner, because the car owner had a car and I had a car.
Oh, geez.
And once I beat him, I was done.
You're dead.
So, but I said, back to stock cars.
You know Randy Waitman?
Yes, I know of him, yeah.
So we go out to, he was out of Barona and he had his non-wing sprint car.
Uh-huh.
He goes, man, you want to drive it? I said, hell yeah, man, I'll drive that thing. So he's telling me, pull this, turn that, do this.
Yeah, turn the fuel on,
just
get it rolling.
Send me.
Put it in gear.
Yeah, so just
push it.
Send me. I said, I'm going to do it on a couple of conditions. If I wreck it, I don't buy it. I don't want anybody else out there but me.
Mm.
He said, all right, go ahead. So I did 10 laps.
I think Corey Kruseman used to have that school up at Ventura.
He still does.
He still does?
Still does.
Okay.
So I go out and I do 10 laps and pull into the pits. And he comes up. He goes, well, what'd you think? I go, wow. He says, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I said, how are my times? He says, for never being in a car before, not bad at all. I said, well, let me go out again and I'll open my eyes. Because I was literally hanging out for dear life.
One year when we were at PRI, every year they have a guest at the morning breakfast. This year was Mario Andretti.
Ooh.
That was pretty good.
Did you go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. We go every year. And that's how we start the whole PRI show. Well, about 5 or 6 years ago, they had Jeff Gordon and Rick Mears.
Whoa.
And Jeff Gordon was starstruck because his favorite driver was Rick Mears.
Absolutely.
But he was talking about when he was racing midgets, and he was only like 14 years old. He goes, they decided to put him in a 410 sprint car.
Uh-huh.
He goes, they told me what to do. He goes, okay, just like a midget. He goes, I take off. That thing lit to life, scared the heck out of me. And it's going around there. He goes, and I haven't even touched the gas yet. He goes, I don't want to touch the gas. It's already hauling butt, you know.
Oh, my God.
And it's just idling around out there.
He's so funny.
He goes, and I finally got on the gas. And then I got the hang of it. Yeah. Yeah, just a little bit.
You know, I went to school with his dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jeff Gordon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, total knucklehead.
That John?
No, John Bickford was
not John Bickford. Well,
was his stepdad.
Actual dad, yeah.
His real dad. Just
his real dad.
Total
okay.
Jerk. Just a total jerk.
Really?
Let's take a break.
I remember him.
Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. Hi, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. Ed Hansen's Muffler. Got to thank them for their sponsorship. Ed Hansen's Muffler is where all your pipe dreams come true. They use the top-notch parts, pieces, metal. You're never going to get a shabby job with Ed Hansen's. He stands behind his work 1,000%. 619-698-7030. You really need to give him a call. Make an appointment. I don't care what kind of car you have. Of course, they did put a muffler on a Prius, custom
oh, really?
Muffler. Guy had to bring it back. It said it was too noisy. He was an Uber driver. But they
he
all
wants
said,
that.
Yeah, sound. But they all said it sounded good. Ed Hansen's Muffler. Again, 619-698-7030. Call him. Thank him for being on KECBQ. Hey, we got Charles Davis Jr. How you doing, buddy?
Great. How about you guys?
Man, I tell you, Scott says you walk on water, brother.
I don't know about that. I've been around a long time.
I was going to say, how long you been around?
Started in sprint cars in 91.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
I never got to Ascot. I know the other guy was just talking a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Ascot. Never made it to Ascot. I was just after that.
Oh, you would have loved that place.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And you heard what happened. He beat his owner and the owner fired him.
Right. That happens.
Yeah.
So you come from a long line of racers from your family, or was it just you?
My dad. So my dad raced super modifieds back when I was born and pretty much grew up at Manzanita. And then, that was home forever, right, until they closed that deal out. Started there in 91.
Isn't that terrible?
Another awesome racetrack.
Yeah. But
I never raced there, but I love going
that
there.
That place was awesome.
We used
that
to go
was,
there. We race
home,
at Phoenix
right?
And go there at night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, those were the best right
yeah.
there. They had PIR, and then they go over there at night, and the crowds were always great, and the racing was good.
Yeah. Good racetrack.
Yeah, those were good days.
Yeah. So you've been racing since, what, the 90s? Well, I can't even do my math. That's been
90s.
Wow, so you've been behind the wheel quite some time.
So I was rookie of the year in 93 with the CRA.
Okay.
That was the last year of CRA. So the last ago, that was on the mic over there at Paracels. Tell everybody he was rookie of the year over three decades ago. That's the way he likes to put it.
Yeah, that's Scott. That would be Scott. So
that's always good, though.
So what are you racing now?
I'm sorry?
What are you racing now?
Just sprint cars still. Non-wing sprint cars.
Oh, non-wing.
We run the 410s and the 360s.
Okay. Have you ever done a wing car?
Yeah, I did just a couple years ago.
What did
you? So my first win was in a 410 wing sprint car. Oh. In like 93, I think.
Okay.
93, 90, somewhere around there at Canyon. They had a 410 wing group around here, and we went and ran that and won one of those there. And then, I liked the non-wing always better, so just concentrated on that and then started winning races there.
I'm with you on that non-wing thing.
Okay, so
I think
why
the non-wing sprint cars
why
the best
is it
around.
That you guys all like non-wing over wing?
I just like better. I think it's better racing. You know, they swap more positions, and
it
puts the driver in it more.
That's exactly what it is. Puts the driver in it more. It's not who's got the best stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can make most horsepower pull the biggest wing.
Yeah. So, you know, with the wing deal, don't get me wrong. Those guys are great, right? They're as good as can be. They got great equipment. But, yeah, you can make a difference here in the non-wing deal if you don't have the best equipment.
Exactly.
You can still make it happen.
Yeah. Just up on the wheel and go, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
So who are some of your sponsors that keep you on the track?
So I got my buddy with MPE, and he's been around a long time. His dad was around a long time. You guys were talking about Jeff Gordon and that. Jeff Gordon drove for his dad, which is Calderwood. So, yeah, he had Jimmy Sills and Jeff Gordon. Yeah, there was a bunch of guys that he had. And Rex was just growing up around that, right? And he ran some midget stuff over there in Bakersfield. And me and him are good buddies. He's here in Phoenix. We're only about a half mile apart of our shops. And, yeah, he helps me out a ton, getting up and down the road. And just I help them out as much as I can. His kid's running non-wing sprint cars now, too, and he's in Florida. So we were just keeping an eye on him. He just got there and did some hot laps there today at Ocala.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So
guys are part of it. I got some guys, FK Indy and Matt Hummel. We travel through the summertime. We go back to Indy for like 5 weeks and hit 25 races while we're there. So I hang out with Hummel, and he lets us use the shop. He's a great shock guy. So we got an in-house guy pretty much while we're there, right, to tune up on the shocks and keep everything going.
Is that for the more USAC stuff there?
Yeah, so we go run the national USAC stuff through the summertime.
Okay.
We don't race a lot out here through the summer, so I can leave for 5 weeks and go get 25 races in.
Oh, wow.
Man, that's
pretty cool.
So, it's awesome. That's what we do. So my guys are, like, retired and semi-retired, my crew guys, right? So this makes it easy. I just close the shop up and leave for 5 weeks and just make sure I have all my stuff before I leave.
There you go. So who else you got on the car?
So it works out great.
Who else you got on the car?
So, A&E Electrical, they're my buddies there. They're from here, right? Now they're national guys. They run with Moles and his son, Reinbold. And then Smiley Crane Service, that's my brother-in-law. That's where my shop's at, actually. I have a machine shop inside of Smiley Crane.
Oh, okay.
And Spider Crane there. Yeah. So, and then Central Arizona Raceway, that's where we just raced that last night. We went out testing on Friday night. Ran the 410 car on Friday night, just get it all approved out and just a fresh car here, ready to go for Paris for next weekend. So we were out there with at Central Arizona, and then we raced last night with the group. Now is a 360 non-wing group there that we ran with last night. They're changing it to a USAC group now.
Oh, are they? Okay.
How'd you do last night? How'd you do?
Second.
Oh, okay.
Ran second. Started 10th, ran second. I needed about another lap. Father ran a different
just ran
lap.
Ran out of laps.
Corner out of one.
Wow.
I complained to the promoters. Hey, why didn't you give me another lap?
It should have been a 50-lapper.
Yeah, make
right,
it a 50.
Right. Yeah, it was Stevie Sussex won it, and he screwed up on the last corner, and I was like, damn, if I hadn't rolled in there high, I was the last lap I was trying to get around, I was rolled in high, I was trying to dime it off, and he screwed up. And I was like, shit, if I'd have rolled in my bottom line like I had been doing, I'd have drove right by him.
I got it. Yeah, woulda, shoulda, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah, I know.
And that was with my buddy's car with Kevin Turner and 11C. That's what I ran. I ran his 360 car, and then I ran my 410 car.
Okay. What's your number?
I'm 47.
Okay.
And Kevin's car is 11C.
Okay. The reason I say that is, you know, because when people go to Paris, because we get a lot of Paris listeners, because we're podcasting as well as, you know, regular radio, we always like to give out the name of the car so they can kind of put the name with the interview, you know, once it gets up there to Paris. What color is your car?
You'll see it on the racetrack. It's yellow. It's bright yellow and orange.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll stand out.
I hate black. It's all chrome. It's yellow and orange and chrome. That's what I like. I'm old school.
So
I hate all that black stuff.
Where'd the number come from? Brittany's not here, and she would always ask you that.
Got it. So that's from my dad.
I thought so.
And when he ran his Super Modified, it was yellow and orange, and it was 47.
Wow.
Oh, continued tradition.
So you kept the color right along with it. That's awesome.
So I've had this for like the last 5 years. My dad passed away 6 years ago, and I go, that's it. I'm changing it to his colors, and that's it.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear about your dad.
Yeah,
but
really.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with me all the time.
He still is.
Driving up and down the road all the time. Yeah. I keep him with me every day.
I was going to say, he's still with you. Are you kidding? Surprised he's not at you. Surprised he's not yelling at you when you mess up.
Always. It didn't matter if I won the race. He was chewing my ass on the way home.
Well, yeah, because you could have.
Should have lapped the field, right?
Yeah, you should have lapped the field. What are you doing, kid?
Right. Exactly, right? That's the way it was. And it was always funny because he never won a race.
Really?
I won a lot of races, but, oh, yeah, he'd tell me how to do it.
That is so funny.
That's all
good.
Speaking
of Ascot, I just came across in my toolbox, on my side box, a popcorn bucket. And I forgot all about this. When we went to the Ascot for the last race ever at Ascot, we took mud off the racetrack, and I still got some Ascot in my toolbox.
What?
Yeah, we've just scooped a bunch of it up and threw it in the popcorn box.
You still have it.
I stuck it in the toolbox. It's been there since 1990.
See, that just goes to show you. That just goes to show you how big toolboxes are worthless.
Yeah. I came across, I go, what's this? Oh, yeah, this is cool.
I've been there for 30 years.
That's what I'm saying. Because, you know, well, of course, let's face it, you know, toolboxes are just the guy's ego. That's all that is.
Right.
That's so funny.
Mine's taller than me, but that's not saying much.
Yeah, that's not saying much. So you run a machine shop over there in Arizona?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I make a bunch of race car parts. some aerospace stuff, some crane stuff. I make a bunch of stuff for Smiley Crane there.
Right.
And, aerospace, bunch of the race car stuff. Yeah. That's how it all started, actually. I when the diaphragm bleeders came out, I made those.
Wow. Okay.
So, and Conroy was the dealer in the bleeders, and he came to me and said I was infringing on him. So I was like, hey, how do we work this out? I was like, why don't you sell them and I build them? I'm a machine shop. I don't want to build and sell these.
Right.
I just want to build them.
There you go.
So
there you go.
Yeah, we had a relationship there for about 20 years. He passed. I bought the business for him before he passed and just keep on going.
There you go.
So is that like the same as I remember used to see on the cars all the time we'd go to Phoenix Racing, Smiley's Performance or something like that?
No,
used to be on there.
Different.
It's a different company?
Yeah, that one's out of Texas. That one's out of Oklahoma and Texas.
Oh, it's Texas. Okay.
So, yeah. Smiley's just, he's a crane service.
He's just a crane only? Okay. Gotcha. I wasn't sure if it was the same deal or not.
Well, Eddie.
Yeah, my machine shop's in there.
Eddie does, he's got a race shop here in town, and his son, Travis Bryans, who used to work for RCR and all that, came back to California. So they pretty much support our local race groups. And he just got a lightning sprint in.
Yeah, a little mini dwarf.
A little mini dwarf.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do.
A little lawnmower motor.
Yeah, he doesn't know what to do with it, but it's got a lawnmower motor. He'll figure it out.
Starting to be really young nowadays. It's like quarter digits, basically.
Yeah.
See, this is where the sad situation. We got to get more kids in your field. You know, we just had a terrible experience. We had a school district here just is going to close down all the auto shops. Here in San Diego.
Oh, that sucks, yeah. And that helped a ton, you know what I mean? I was always interested in that. Yeah. That sucks that's going away.
God,
it's kind of boring you, huh?
So irritating. But, all right, so I have to ask you, where's your food sponsor?
My food sponsor? You know what's so funny? Because I remember you guys asked me that last time, right? And I just didn't even think nothing about it. And after I got off the phone, they're like, "What? Why didn't you say the Chuck D's Wieners?"
That's right.
So this is hilarious. So after the races are over, I carry a roller dog or a you know, to roll some dogs after the race is over.
Right.
So my buddy made stickers, and that's what they're all over all the cars, to Chuck D's wieners.
Ah, yeah. That is.
Roll hot dogs after the races are over. So that's why they're like, that's why they're always at. And I'm like, well, food sponsor, what are you talking about? I couldn't figure it out. Remember, because I talked to you guys like last year.
Right.
So that's what it was all about. They're like, yeah, you should have said that. And I went, I forgot all about it. When you think of it, they asked me a food sponsor. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Jeez. So you take that roller with
that's
you,
what
huh?
That's all about. Yeah. Yeah. We go to the, whenever we're at the track, we're out there rolling dogs on nights over and drinking beers. That's what we do.
There you
have
go.
A good time.
Well, and you know, Brittany, she's into bacon. So I buy her like 5 pounds of bacon.
Oh, really?
About every 2 or 3 months. And I've been buying it from different manufacturers. And so far, she's still a Newski from Wisconsin.
Oh.
She loves their bacon.
So. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's so funny, because I remember she asked me that last year. When
yep.
She's like, what's your food sponsor? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I have no idea. And then afterwards, everybody's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
Go ahead.
I got a hot dog light, so I put it on the hood of the car, and I light it up when the hot dogs are ready, and everybody comes over and has hot dogs.
That is so cool.
That is funny.
Well, you'll have to admit, out of all the interviews you do on radio, you're not going to find one any crazier than this one, right?
Right. Yeah, whatever goes, right?
Hey, if I can get up to Paris, if I get up to Paris, I will be looking for the light on the front of the car. Trust me.
Yeah. We put it right on the hood. We had it out there last night, too.
So
it was good. Yeah, that was a good time over there at Central Arizona Raceway. We raced. We had 18 cars. We ran with some, what do they call them? Mini late models. Those things are pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Too. They're mini late models. Those are pretty cool.
Are they? I've seen pictures
of
them.
Yeah, we ran with
it,
them and some dwarf cars and a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Got to keep these tracks alive, man.
Racing
I'm telling
hot dogs
you.
And beer, that's the way to go, though.
Yeah. And they've done a ton with that. I don't know if you guys have seen anything about that place and what they've done for it, but Avani's just put in a ton and revived that whole place and got it back and rolling again. Good.
Wow.
It's
good.
A super nice facility now.
Tell you what. Hey, you want to hang with us for another segment?
Sure.
Yeah, let's take a break because my board op over there is scraping on the glass to take a break. Yeah, see?
Got it.
He doesn't have any hair as it is. Now he's really losing it. Right here on Racer Radio FM. 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio FM, 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Certified Car Clinic sponsors this segment. Certified just bought a machine shop. They have a four-wheel dyno, which I don't think anybody in town has. And they do cars from A to Z. But if you're a Mopar enthusiast, they are on top of it when it comes to Mopar. And Greg's really a Ford guy. But he, for some reason, can make horsepower on these Mopars, whether it be a street car, drag car. They are phenomenal. We got Charlie Davis Jr. on the line. He's from Arizona. Races all over the tracks in Arizona. And Paris Auto Speedway will be there next Saturday. So make sure you check him out. And if you get into the pits afterwards, he'll have a hot dog sign on the front of his car. Watch this. Now, Charlie will have to bring thousands more hot dogs.
If you don't eat them right. First.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I always had plenty of beer and hot dogs.
There you go. Hey, Charlie, did you watch the Tulsa?
That kind of guy.
Did you watch the Tulsa shootout by chance?
I watch all of it. I'm a race fan, right? I watch every race there is.
Right.
I don't watch anything else. I just watch racing. I love it.
Well, did you see the kid go over the fence and landed in a dumpster?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. And you know what's funny is, because my buddy Rex, he's a, his MP Environmental is what so they're a waste disposal service, right, for hazardous waste and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
My buddy took a picture of that car in there and then photoshopped his face in there. There's Rex dumpster diving again.
Well, the thing that I couldn't get over, I was literally by myself laughing, was how all the officials were staring at the car, wondering how to get it out. I mean,
oh, yeah, that was a mess, right?
What do you do now, you know?
He was in there, what, 20 minutes, I think, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
But
that was a mess.
I'll see if I can find a recording of that.
Oh, no, it was a pretty gnarly flip, but he perfect.
It was pretty crazy to land right in the dumpster, right? Yeah,
perfect.
Upside down to where he couldn't even get out.
Couldn't do that if he tried.
Well, and they interviewed him, and he said, I didn't know where I was.
Yeah.
Well, because it was all dark.
Yeah.
I've been there and done that.
And that,
didn't know where I was at.
And
yeah.
That was a wing car, so the wing had to be crushed all around him, so that's probably why it was as dark as it was.
There's a little mini lightning sprint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my first time I actually broke down and bought Flow Racing. And I have to tell you, I watched it every single day. Then I watched, of course, I had to watch the Chili Bowl. And just, I tell you, edge of your seat. I mean, I couldn't turn it off.
That stuff's awesome.
Yeah.
I went and got 6 cases of beer and was ready for the week.
A case a day.
I watched it every single night. Come out, worked on the car, got the car ready, watched races every night.
I know. And it was so cool. I love the way they have everybody come out with flags and frisbees from every state, country.
State. Yeah. I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was. I
ran the Chili Bowl twice. Never did that great. And but I love going and watching it. It's fun to be there. But we had just had too much going on this year. I'm like, man, I got to get cars ready. And we swapped cars over. We swapped over to DRCs late in the year last year.
Okay.
And so I've been trying to get caught up to where I'm good for the season. So So
you know,
just trying to get everything swapped over and get a happy spot with this thing.
Do you know Ashley Afdahl out of Oklahoma?
I've heard the name.
She's so cute. She was at the shootout, and she got her car airborne, and she just got too close to, turn two, where they dig in all the time, it seems like. Up and over. She must have flipped
it over
3-4 times. And she has her motto is a pig. And so she says, I never thought pigs could fly, and she shows her car doing three. And every time she does something, it's so cute. So I buy some of her swag so I can wear it around town just to get people to put a grin on their face.
I know. They always keep track of the flip count, too.
Yeah, they had it up to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was it this year? I didn't see any of the Chili Bowl this year.
The Chili Bowl had a flip count.
That you've got to watch that.
I know. I love. That was one of my favorite races to watch, and I just didn't get to see it at all this year.
I think there were weren't there more flips in the Tulsa shootout than in the Chili Bowl?
Oh, with the little cars?
I think there was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if they got to 100 at the Chili Bowl.
No, I don't think so either, but they sure got to 100 in the Tulsa.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's
they had like 1,500 cars or something in the
Tulsa
shootout. Oh, it's
ridiculous how many cars.
Something like that.
Yeah, the shootout is those guys can run multiple divisions with the same car, so there was like 900 cars, 1,800 entries or something like that.
Yeah, I think Blake Hahn was driving like 5 different entries or something like that.
Yeah, we interview a lot of drivers. Yeah. They go out to the Tulsa shootout and the Chili Bowl. And, you know, even Kyle Larson didn't do well this year, you know, which everybody thought.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's true.
I'm a Briggs Danner fan. I was glad to see him good. He's a good kid.
Yeah. We're always looking, you know, here on the show, we're always looking for young up-and-coming drivers, you know, that I'm trying to think of this kid's name that he was running out here at Ventura and just the nicest guy in the world. And Tony Pendergon from NHRA saw him and liked what he saw and packed him up and sent him back to the Chili Bowl last year and let him run.
Ricky Lewis.
Yeah, Ricky Lewis was one, but I'm trying to think of this kid's name. Never stops smiling.
I thought that's who you were talking about. Okay.
It's and then Sheldon Creed, he went out.
Yeah, Sheldon was there. That's true.
Yeah,
Sheldon lives here in San Diego. Well, not anymore, but I mean. So we got some local drivers. I really push hard for them.
His cousin's driving a 410, I think.
Saramonte?
Yeah, Saramonte, yeah.
Oh, that kid is good.
Is he not?
Okay.
He's good.
I haven't seen him race yet.
And it's funny because he has a brother that runs too, or not so much anymore, because Saramonte wants to be the race car driver, and his brother wants to run the construction company that his grandfather runs.
Oh, yeah. Maurice Ortega, yeah.
So he wants to stick with the money.
Yeah.
And Saramonte.
I was going to say, he knows how to make money, not spend money, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to keep the money flow going for the race cars.
Well, and, you know, it's so important that, you know, that these corporations start looking for kids and to help mentor them. I know you don't do asphalt, but have you seen this? Did you see that series that's on with Ram and Colic Racing? It's called.
No, I haven't.
It's called Ram. You know, best in the seat.
Something. Yeah,
I heard the name of it. And he takes 14 drivers, and out of the 14 drivers, they run go karts, legend cars, and sportsman's cars, and they have contests for speaking. They have contests for driving. They have contests for hitting your hands on little buttons on the walls.
Little tests, yeah. Yeah. NASCAR used to make us.
And then
that.
The top kid ends up he gets a truck ride since Ram is coming into NASCAR next year. So he'll have a chance.
Got it. Yeah. Awesome.
And I was so glad to see Ram. I mean, I deal with a lot of car manufacturers, and I've been bugging them. When are you guys coming back? When are you coming back? Are you going to let Toyota? Are you going to let Toyota just take all the thunder? Come on.
I know. And what got me was when they got out.
That's awesome.
They had just.
Go ahead. Jerry Petty has come up with a deal that's for kids also. And I don't know if you've seen anything about that, but he sponsors kids, quarter midgets, whatever they're into, mini sprints, whatever. He brings a group of kids up, and that's what he'll buy them. If they finish in the top, he'll get them driving suits. Wow. God, I wish I remember the name of the deal.
Oh, okay.
But he helps out a ton of drivers, but he's got them all the way down from young kids now, all the way up. And I'm like, Jerry, you got the oldest guys and the youngest guys.
That's it.
He's a super good guy.
Well, I just bought a helmet for a girl that I've known since she was five. And she runs out here at Barona Speedway mainly. But she goes, in fact, she's going to, in El Centro?
Yet. Oh, Imperial Fairgrounds.
Imperial is going to Imperial.
Yeah, we'll be there in a couple weeks.
See, yeah, CRA is going there, right?
Yeah, we're there in next month.
Yeah,
next month
when the fair's there.
Well, you'll see
that's the best time for us to be there. We went there one time and the fair wasn't there, and there was nobody there. I was like, we got to have this race only when the fair's here.
Yeah,
we gotta get people here to see it, right?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be driving a number 20, and she'll have a brand new helmet. I just bought her a helmet. That's why I brought Eddie in to give him the money for the helmet. Has the helmet come in yet?
Yeah, it's here. We just got to finish the padding and stuff to fit her head.
Okay.
So we should be ready to go.
That's great.
Is she driving a junior sprint? Is that what it is?
Lightning sprint.
Lightning sprint? Okay.
Yeah. This is her second.
Yeah, we usually run there with the lightning sprint. Yeah.
Okay.
And SoCal Lightning Sprint is who she's running with. This is her second year in a lightning sprint. And that girl has got no fear. 15 years old, no
Perfect.
Fear. And that's what she wants. I just told her, stay away from the boys.
Right.
Hey, how do people follow you around? You doing anything social media wise?
Nothing. I'm not a social media guy.
Oh, you sound like me.
Yeah. No kidding.
I hate that stuff more than anything.
Yeah.
Man, after
that's what everybody says, do you got any? Are you on social media? I go. I got a fans only page. That's what I got.
That's perfect. All right, buddy. Hey, great talking to you. I'm sure Scott will send you the show. I appreciate you hanging in for another 15 because I knew it would be good.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on you this year.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but guess what? Another hour right around the corner on KCBQ AM 1170. The answer.